I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's amazing what you can do with an old camera, a weather balloon, and a little duct tape. That is the basic kit Robert Harrison used to take some stunning photographs of Earth. His space perspective photos, which we posted on our website, have even attracted the interest of experts at NASA. Robert Harrison, you're an amateur photographer from West Yorkshire in England. How'd you get interested in taking photos from space in the first place?
Well, there's a bit of a bizarre story behind that. I got a remote control helicopter, and I thought it'd be quite nice to take some pictures of the house. I soon realized the helicopter could never lift a camera up, so I thought I'd take a balloon, put a camera on the bottom of it, and fill it with helium, take some nice pictures of the house. And I sort of went to sleep on that idea. And I thought if I cut the tether, I'd get some fantastic sort of aerial pictures, but how would I find the camera? And
right.
That's when I came up with this idea of some sort of tracking device. And then with a bit of help from a lot of people, I built this sort of radio tracking device, which allowed me to keep an eye on where the camera was. Every sort of minute it updates and tells me exactly where it is using GPS technology.
Well, that helps you know where the camera is, but how do you actually kind of fire the shutter?
We reprogrammed the camera with a little bit of software on the off the internet, which allows me to make the camera sort of shoot video for 2 minutes and then take 8 pictures in succession.
How do you get the camera back down to Earth and, you know, retrieve it? I mean, doesn't the balloon keep going up?
Well, the balloon keeps going up to the point where it gets so big it actually bursts. And when it bursts, it falls back down to... falls back down to the ground with a parachute. And then I have to go and retrieve the camera, which would take the CF card out, and then I can see the video and the pictures.
And you retrieve the camera because you have the tracking device, is that right?
That's right. I know roughly where it is, give or take about 2 meters at any one time.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's using a lot of technology that's there. Without NASA doing all the stuff they've done, like putting the GPS navigation system in place, this would be an impossible task. Mm. I've got a lot of technology up there which is helping me, and that's why I can do it basically so cheaply.
How high up do your high-altitude balloons go before they burst?
Well, they're going up to an altitude of about 21 miles, 21, 22 miles. That's about 4 times higher than commercial aircraft fly at. Basically, I think when that balloon bursts, it's fair to say that the next highest thing is the International Space Station.
Right. Well, for our geo quiz today, let me qualify that by saying the next highest thing is a line called the Kármán line at 62 miles above the surface of the Earth. That is where the thin air kind of disappears and you're actually in space. So the Kármán line is the answer to the geo quiz. Now, tell us about your conversation with NASA. What did they talk to you about?
When these images were circulating around the web, someone phoned me up purporting to be either from NASA or someone linked to the space agency, and they want to know how we're taking these pictures, because if we'd taken them with a rocket, it would have required an awful lot of technology to have done that. I mean, to get to those sort of altitudes with a rocket requires sophisticated engineering. And as soon as I mentioned the word balloon, they were like, that's how you got to that altitude. And quite frankly, the interest very rapidly deteriorated, but they were very impressed by the pictures.
So what parts of the world have you now captured in images, and what part of the world do you still really want to photograph?
I'll tell you what, it'd be nice to take this somewhere else other than the UK. I've done the UK quite nicely one way or another and a little bit of France, but to really get off to another location would be fantastic. And one thing I'd really like to do next really is try and get school kids involved in this, because I think something like this could really engage kids into science, and that's where I'm trying to push it in the UK, take it to the local schools and get kids involved and get that sort of hands-on science that inspires children.
And of the pictures you've taken so far, which are the ones that really kind of gobsmack you and your kids?
Well, there's one which I've got of the UK which has an area called the Wash. Basically, you can see the blackness of space and the thin blue line that makes up the atmosphere which we live and breathe in. It's almost humbling when you see a picture like that.
When your kids saw it, they must have been pretty stoked.
Well, funny enough, I just wondered what I was doing in my study for an awful lot of time. And then eventually, of course, I launched up this camera and brought the pictures home. When I brought the pictures home, it was a different ball game. They actually thought it was actually quite cool,
yeah,
what I had been doing. But up until that point, they weren't that interested.
Yeah, it's hard to resist that.
Yeah, the pictures speak for themselves. I mean, being able to see the curvature of the Earth and the thin blue line that makes up the atmosphere of the Earth and obviously see the blackness of space. I didn't really expect to get those sort of pictures.
It sounds like there's a lot of material there for a school project.
Absolutely. I think it would blow kids away. I think they would thoroughly enjoy it.
Photographer Robert Harrison from West Yorkshire in Northern England. Good luck. We're really looking forward to the next set of photographs. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Cheers.
Isso eu pensei, na verdade, quase.